I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives plan to hold a vote this week on an immigration bill despite U.S. President Trump urging them to abandon efforts to pass legislation until after the midterm elections. Campaigning for the U.S. Senate race in the state of Nevada, President Trump spoke about the need to control migration across the U.S. border with Mexico.
We will have millions and millions of people pouring through our country with all of the problems that would cause with crime and schools.
Now, President Trump had demonstrated Friday his tactical retreat on immigration policy, saying that there is no strategic shift to his overall tough approach to those attempting to illegally enter the country, vowing to end the immigration crisis once and for all. The U.S. military has relocated coffins to the inter-Korean border. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The U.S. military says it's moved 100 wooden coffins to the joint security area at the border between North and South Korea. That's in preparation for North Korea's return of the remains of missing American soldiers from the Korean War.
And the North Korea agreed during the June 12th summit in Singapore between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and President Trump to return the remains to the U.S. The president of Zimbabwe has escaped injury in an explosion at a campaign rally. Emerson Mnangagwa says that the device exploded very near him. Around the president, at least 40 people were wounded, including one of Zimbabwe's vice presidents. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility. The run-up to the July 30th presidential vote has been peaceful thus far. This is VOA News. One person was killed and scores of others wounded in a blast at a political rally in the Ethiopian capital. The country's new reformist prime minister, Abiy Ahmed, had just finished a speech at the rally in the capital when a grenade exploded. A doctor who was part of a contingent of medical personnel was there on the scene.
We had an emergency bed reserved, and everybody was on standby, including all the doctors, and they came from their home, actually. Some of them were also in the demonstration, and they came immediately, accompanying the patients. And we had reserved beds as well, and also everybody was alarmed.
State media estimated several dozen people were wounded in the blast. The prime minister said the explosion was a well-orchestrated attack and that police were investigating who was responsible. Syrian forces have advanced against rebels in the province of Daraa in their first gain since Tuesday. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says 18 civilians have died since the escalation in fighting, along with 13 government troops and at least 10 rebel fighters. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres in Washington to agree to prioritize humanitarian aid in Syria as well as in Yemen, where they are in the midst of a humanitarian crisis. Turkey's state-run news agency says authorities have arrested 14 suspected Islamic State members who were preparing an attack on today's elections, voters at the polls to choose members of parliament and a president. Most observers are saying that this is the most important election in the modern Turkey history. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda explains.
It's become the biggest challenge in years for President Tayyip Erdogan, their most successful and most polarizing leader in power for 15 years.
We want to embrace a life where secularism, freedom and women exist. We don't want to live repressed.
Pelin Parlak didn't tell us who she'll vote for, but Erdogan and his Islamist political party are anti-abortion, anti-birth control, and have faced criticism on gender equality issues.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting. The extremist Pakistani Taliban has formally confirmed the death of its chief in last week's American drone strike in eastern Afghanistan. The slain militant leader Mullah Fazlullah and his four key commanders were traveling in a vehicle in the Afghan border province on June 13th when missiles were fired from an unmanned drone. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is Encounter on VOA. Here's Carol Castillo.